I mean, you take a song like Motel Blues, which is come up to my motel room and sleep with me. Now it's like come up to my motel room and show me how to open the window, or why can't I get the internet to work? I mean, you know, my priorities have changed.
If the song title Motel Blues feels like a flashback for you, it's for good reason. Loudon Wainwright III had it on his second album, and now it's on his latest, called Recovery. But it sounds a little different. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Loudon Wainwright's nearly four-decade career was reignited last year with the album Strange Weirdos and a new partnership with producer, songwriter, and big Loudon Wainwright fan, Joe Henry. Turns out, that collaboration proved more fruitful than first thought, because the Strange Weirdos sessions planted the seeds for more material, including a look into the way back of Wainwright's catalog. So back to the 70s we go, as the new album Recovery features songs from Loudon's first four releases. And while the reworked versions get the Joe Henry and Band treatment on record, FUV's Claudia Marshall heard a few of them performed much like they were written, with just Loudon Wainwright and his guitar.
Was it Joe's idea to re-record these songs? Is that where it came from?
Well, it kind of was. I mean, another friend of mine, a guy I've known for 30 years, always thought that it would be a great idea to revisit these songs. But Joe and I were thinking about the original idea. We're going to put together a box set, and as a bonus disc, we were going to re-record some of these old songs. Well, this time around, the box set didn't happen, but we liked the idea of the re-recording of the songs, of the recovering of these songs. And some of the songs, I mean, Joe had suggestions. Actually, the song I'm going to sing next for you was a song was the first song that Joe Henry ever sang in public, at a little coffee house in Ann Arbor when he was 15.
Wow.
And I had forgotten the song, but he urged me to revisit it, and I did, and so we put it on the record. Actually, the original title of the song, I wrote it about trying to pick up a girl in London, a German girl. This, again, would have been around 1972. And the original title was Sink the Bismarck. But we were afraid we were going to be sued by the Johnny Horton estate. So I later changed the title to New Paint.
Take a breather on a bench helps to build up the suspense. Then the two of you go to a movie show. If she's a woman, there's a chance she maybe likes to dance. So you go to the hall. Yeah, you outstep them all. Don't make a hullabaloo, I'm not the hoi polloi. I'll try any trick, I'll pull any ploy. I'm a used up 20th century boy, excuse me. If you will.
Tell me a little bit about how some of these songs sound 20, 25
More than that,
later.
The youngest song, or the most recently written song in the batch, was written in 1974.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's strange to. Well, first, in some cases I had to relearn the song, so I actually had to go back and listen to the originals, and my voice was kind of terrifyingly higher and weirder, but interesting. You know, I was an angst-ridden young man, and.
And now you're an angst-ridden...
Older man.
Older.
Yes.
Man.
But I liked the songs, and I think we inhabited them again on the record.
I'm a dud firecracker, I ain't got any fuse, I ain't got no inspiration since I lost my muse. I'm a table with two legs, I'm a spider with five, and I'm going down slow. Muse, when will you arrive? Oh, muse, where are you? Yeah, muse, where are you? Drinking our smoke stuff. I don't know what to do.
An old song from Loudon Wainwright III and his album Recovery called Muse Blues. To hear the complete interview and performance, head to the online archives at WFUV.org.